The podcast world is growing bigger every day, and Himalaya wants to help you navigate it. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters some love with the Himalaya Tip Jar. It's free, it's the easiest to use, and we're adding cool new features every day. Go to your app store and download Himalaya. That's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A. And don't forget to follow Worst First once you're there. Love, Brittany. Welcome, everybody, back to Worst First. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys have been amazing. I read all of your comments, even the shitty ones. It makes me want to kill myself, but it's great. I appreciate all of them. Keep them coming. We have some incredible guests today. We have Bobby Lee and his beautiful, amazing girlfriend, who I have a huge girl crush on, Kalilah. Even her name is sexy. What the fuck? Like, she's so hot. She's got a cool little arm tattoo. Are you Hawaiian?
No, Filipino.
She's Filipino, of course. She's so hot.
Yeah,
like, she's literally, how did you guys meet, if you don't mind me asking?
Tinder, brah.
Stop.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, Tinder.
You really met on Tinder?
Well, you know, I was going to smash on that.
Dead.
You did smash on that.
I smashed one time before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because I'm a smash machine.
Yeah, dead.
Dead. Yeah, I'm not good.
No.
No,
I mean, it's okay, though. Yeah, dead, dead. I love that. Yeah, I do. I get it.
But I swiped, and then she swiped, and then I was like, what the fuck? Is this girl, you know, the R word? Can I say mentally handicapped?
Right, whatever. Yeah, totally. Whatever you don't want.
Because maybe she's blind.
Right, I thought maybe that too. Yeah, I was like, blink if you're okay. Like, she's then, so beautiful.
But then she goes, I know, I'm a fan of yours, and I like you.
I would never say that.
She said something like that.
In fact,
let me stick your little yellow thing in my mouth.
I might have said that. That part I might have said.
Yeah, oh my God.
The fan thing.
My little
cool.
yellow thing I say?
Dude, you just said that about yourself.
Well, my penis, tell them about my penis.
Guys, we're starting off. We're getting hard. We're starting off hard. Okay.
Are we? Do you want full description?
You can say whatever you want on this podcast.
I think his penis is unique in the sense that it's tri-colored, like Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh, yeah, my God. Is it a little purple, too? Like, it's all different colors?
Yeah, it's like a vanilla, strawberry, and a darker. It's a triple variation.
I'm dead.
It looks like a rotting rainbow.
Dead. I'm so
dead.
Like,
a rainbow got cut off from the sky, and it fell on the ground. It was there for, like, a year.
But, like, a really short rainbow. Like, not a long one. Like the tiniest rainbow.
It's a tiny chunk of the rainbow. That's
like one of those rainbows you get in Lucky Charms. Just a little tiny fucking, little tiny marshmallow rainbow.
Oh my God, guys. Yeah,
so you know Bobby Lee's been on everything. Mad TV, you've been in 1,000 movies. You're a model, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
What were you doing before
you guys met?
You're a nurse? Yeah. Oh my God, she's hot and she's a nurse.
She's a hard worker. That's
Can
why
you
I love
imagine
her.
If like you would give a guy a heart attack? You'd be the reason someone died because they'd be like, "Oh, she's touching me! Oh, sponge bathing an old man. He died. I don't know why. She's so hot. That's why." Oh my God! So it's so good to have you guys here. And I know you both have obviously many worst firsts, right, Bobby?
What does the first worst mean?
It means like any bad experience you've had, a date, a relationship, a worst first experience of like, you know, a shitty date or a bad drug
experience. I've had a lot of first worst, like my first worst television stand-up gig was the worst.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I can talk about whatever you want me
to do. Okay, so whatever was like the worst thing that's happened to you, that's what we talk about on this podcast.
Mm. Right.
Which I can't imagine she has anything. She's like, one time I had a bad hair day. It was so bad, but I still looked really good, but it was bad. Like, she's so hot. I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'll stop hitting on your girlfriend.
No, I like it.
I think we could probably get into the first time we ever actually hooked up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think when you first met him?
I thought that he had a lot of sleep in his eye. So I thought, wow, it's 2 p.m. He must have just rolled out of bed.
Like, he had caca in his eye, like sleepies?
Like he does now.
Oh,
he just woke
my
up.
God. Do you not wash your face?
Yeah, I wash my face, Brittany. Of course I wash my fucking face, but like, in the mornings, I just don't wash my eyes.
Why? You just wash everything but your eyes?
I don't wash the eyeballs part.
The eyeballs need to be washed.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
No one ever taught me.
You got to get the sleepies out.
I know, maybe because I'm Asian and my parents are like, oh, he's Asian, so, you know, he's got little, you know, eyes, so he don't need to do, you know what I mean? But so I never learned how to do it.
They didn't think you could get it out. They're like, he's not going to be able to get it out. We're not even going to try.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't see anything.
But the first time, I know, but she knows everything. But the first time we made love, did you punch me? That's when you punched me? You slapped me in the face.
It was a backhand.
Oh, yeah,
you backhanded him?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I wanted to set the tone for the rest of our possible sexual relationship. So yeah. I think he thought that I was someone I was not, which was a good girl, a student. You know, I was wrapping up nursing school.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, like, I don't think he actually knows what kind of person I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, you know.
You're like a dominatrix goes, in the bedroom.
A little bit of a dom.
Whoa. She goes, yeah. Choke me. I choked her. And then she said, tell me you want to kill me.
What?
And I almost nutted in my pants right then.
You
and there.
Did in your yeah. When the first time you guys had
you heard
sex?
You heard this. And that's the sound of two chunks of sperm sticking out, coming out of my penis. She goes, choke me. Like that. And she's like, tell me you want to get. Like three more right there. And my nut sacks, my little tiny purple nut sacks were like gyrating.
Oh my God. So you're like really kinky. You're into dark
shit. I think
shit.
Way kinkier than him.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, like she has like her family has like these ET fingers are really long, and one time she stuck her finger in my butthole.
And what did you do?
I go hallelujah like
did
that.
Did you love it?
No, I didn't like it, but I said something like woo woo hallelujah or something like that, and then she stuck it in there, kept it in there, right? And then I got used to it a little bit, but there's no pleasure zone.
It's still in there right now. Yeah. She's just sitting there.
But you know how
bowl.
They say the asshole is a pleasure zone?
They do say that. Yeah, they say it'll make a guy come harder if you stick your finger in his butt. Sorry for everyone who's 12 who's watching this, guys. It's a little. We're breaking you in. We're breaking you in for your future.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a Christian podcast?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, everyone's on here. You have to be willing to take the finger or else you won't enjoy it. You have to tell yourself that this is pleasurable. I think you're so resistant to the idea.
Why are you so resistant? Don't you ever take a really good shit and it feels amazing?
Yes.
Yeah, but not
the
in the kind of amazing that an orgasm has. I mean, it's a different kind of amazing.
It feels kind of great like that.
It might feel better. Right?
Yeah,
some
yeah,
ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really into like anything that has anything to do with the hole.
Oh, you don't like that?
No. Because the hole is where the poop comes out.
So you're just not into it because that's where poop comes out.
Well, that's where poop comes out.
Right,
though.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So you just don't like that. You're like, no fingers in my
butt.
Well,
if people said like, hey, come to this club, you're like, all right, what's it like? It smells like poo. You go, nah. Like anything that has anything to do with poo, people don't like.
But okay, so you're just grossed out by it.
But that's where it is. That's the tap of it,
yeah,
right?
That
that's
is where the tap, yeah.
That's where it originates from, the poo. Right, I don't know how the system works.
But she likes it. She's into it.
She does
it.
Like it, yeah.
But
so he doesn't let you do that anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Aww.
At all, I think that.
So on the first date, you said for him to choke you and to kill you.
I think before we even ever kissed, I asked you to do one thing.
What?
I said, open your mouth.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you spit in it.
I spit in it, and right after I spit in it, I backhanded him so the spit flew out of his mouth.
Yeah.
What did you do? I would have been scared.
I was crying because of happiness.
Stop. Are you into? You're submissive.
Like, Lord, what did I do to deserve this beauty?
I'm dead.
Right.
You're and submissive. Then,
out of my
I just noticed you're on a leash right now. I'm like, oh wow, this is so crazy. It's a crazy relationship. All right, well, that's weird. That's crazy. So you could be a dom. That's insane. That's
I think in a if I were single, I'd probably be a dom now.
Really?
But it changed because once love came into it.
She backhands you softly.
Well, no, she doesn't do any of that anymore.
I'm a tender person outside of the bedroom.
Right.
But I think that once I realized that he was actually a far gentler lover than I thought.
Yeah.
Then I sort of had to meet him in the middle.
Right.
Because
like,
I wasn't
I can't
just gonna
be
punch
aggressive.
Him every time.
Dead. Yeah. He's just like your little. He's like beat him up like fucking Play-Doh. Just fucking. Just fucking mal him up. Oh my God, that's crazy. But you guys have been together 6 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Yeah. I mean, Hollywood, that's forever. Mm-hmm. In most relationships, like 2 years, you're like, oh man, that's a long time.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Well, you've been together with Tommy for how long?
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got married after 6 months.
Oh, that's
though.
Crazy.
Yeah. We got married right away. We knew, you know, when you know, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys?
Well, I've always
get
been a fan of yours because remember we used to do those vines, a couple of vines
oh my
together.
God, yes.
Yeah.
And I threw up on your face on a vine.
Yeah.
He let me throw up on his face. He's into
that one.
Okay. This makes sense. This relationship. Isn't it weird shit?
I feel like you set him. You set me up.
I set the bar.
Yeah.
He's like, well, Brittany Ferland puked on me, so what are you going to do?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
I'm going to ask you to kill me, and then I'm going to rip your dick off. That's awesome. No, I love
but I've
that.
I've always been a fan of yours. I've always loved you. You know that.
I know,
yeah,
and I love you, too.
Girl.
You're so funny. He's one of the funniest guys
I've
ever met.
Oh, jeez.
Amazing. So what happens from here? Are you guys going
to
get married?
Well, let's ease into it.
Okay.
Right?
I'm all, can you propose on my podcast? Can we get...
Yeah. But she... When I met her, my career wasn't going well.
Really? I feel like your career's always been going well.
No, it was in the dark ages of my career.
Dead.
And she helped me get back.
Really?
Yeah. like she, you know, got me back into auditioning again in the front mind frame of trying to compete.
Right, right.
And then she's also like, you got to do, I would have never done a podcast without her.
Really? And they do have a podcast. You guys can follow them. It's called Tiger Belly,
Tiger
right?
Belly, yeah.
And why Tiger Belly?
I don't know. I used to call white dudes that.
Why?
Just because it was funny.
I think it was more of your term of endearment. When you when you felt like someone was close to you, he'd call him Tiger Belly.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
I like that.
I always had like little nicknames. And so, but Tiger Belly is just something that I just think is cute. Have you ever seen the belly of a tiger?
No, I don't get that close to tigers. I keep my distance.
They're pretty fucking cute.
Oh my God, still kill me. So wait, so you were going through a hard time? You were like depressed?
My career was
what?
Over. It was like I couldn't get auditions. I couldn't get...
Well, you could get auditions, you just wouldn't show up.
Yeah, but then when you don't show up, eventually they start giving you them.
Why did you stop going?
Because
auditions?
Of fear.
What were you scared
I was bombing.
Do you have anxiety?
I have, yeah.
You have bad anxiety? I have horrible anxiety.
Girl,
I have panic attacks.
I was bombing in rooms.
I want you to see what my palms look like.
This
now.
Is why I don't do stand up because I couldn't. I did it. I tried it for like 2 seconds.
Look at her hand right
like,
now.
You want to see how bad my anxiety is? This is all day, every day of my life.
They're wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are mine. Tommy's like, ew. He like shakes his hand off. Water goes flying.
Yeah.
That's part of anxiety. Do you take anything for it?
I don't. I think I do. I was on SSRIs when I was younger.
Right.
But then I sort of decided for myself that I would take other measures.
Right.
I don't want to say to like stop meds at all.
No, I get it.
It works for a lot of people. Right. But I it wasn't working for me anymore in a way that I needed it to.
What do you do now? Just for my listeners, because I have a lot of listeners that struggle with anxiety.
You know, I read this book called Dare that really helped me. I don't know if you're into like cognitive behavioral
therapy. Of course,
therapy.
I've been through years of it. Yeah.
Right, but it kind of simplifies everything for me.
Okay.
Where I used to fear the fear, now I allow it and I let
like,
it
okay,
be
I'm
a part of me.
This. Okay, it's
yeah.
Gonna pass.
And it tells you, it teaches you that the feeling of anxiety is no different than the feeling of excitement. The same hormones are at play.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sort of, you know, make yourself believe the science of it, your anxiety doesn't seem like something that's a, you know, life or death situation.
Right.
Which feels like you're dying.
You're like, I have to go to the hospital. I'm having a heart attack. 911. Like,
exactly.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night? Panic
always,
attack,
always.
Shaking, hot, sweaty.
Oh, I mean, we had to. I mean, the ambulance had been to a house so many times.
Oh, my whole childhood, my dad would take me. I got to know them so well. I would walk in and be like, hey, Diane, today's the day. She's like, she's like, you're 7. I'm like, it's okay. I'm having a heart attack, Diane.
Wow.
Like, it's going to go down in the books. Yeah. Like, I feel you. Trust me.
What have you done?
I'm on Effexor. That's the only thing that's worked for me. I've been on it for years. I tried to get off of it like 3 or 4 years ago, and I literally had like a mental breakdown because...
Why did you want to get off of it?
Because I felt like you, where I was like, I don't want to be on a drug. Like, I want to embrace this and live my life, and like, I'm not living my life. Like, I wasn't going to auditions.
Right.
I stopped like doing things that I loved. I started not leaving my house because everything triggered me.
Yeah.
I had to just be safe in my home and my bed so that nothing... Like, I would go to the grocery store and I'd look up and I'd start to get like dizzy, overwhelmed by the lights. Like, everything was really bad.
Same,
and I'm like, I'm fucking sick. Something's wrong with me. I went to the doctors. They checked all my shit. They're like, my heart, my lungs, my asshole, everything's healthy. Like, everything. It's crazy. So they tell you, you're perfectly healthy. And like,
but
I'm like, there can't be feeling this way. Healthy.
I hate how they always say that.
I hate it, yeah.
Because you have a faulty fight or flight response.
It's bad. And so I've been doing research and found out that the amygdala, which is your fear gland in your brain, in people that have anxiety, they found that after they do their autopsy, of course, after they're dead, they found it's enlarged. So we have a larger amygdala. Now, there's ways to, like, the medicine, I guess, in the brain, when you take, like, the Effexor and things like that, like, basically triggers more, what's it called? Serotonin. So, like, it kind of puts that at bay to balance out the amount of, you know, fear response you're getting from the amygdala. So that's the only reason why it works. And so when I take that serotonin away, it's like my... psychiatrist tried to break it down to me where it's like there's little divots in your brain and the serotonin's not reaching it, and so then the fear gene just takes over.
Yeah.
And so I tried to get off of antidepressants.
I wouldn't try to get off anything that if you're feeling productive, you're feeling
no
better.
I totally am, but then also I still have really bad days because I wean myself down to like the lowest dose. Like, I'm on like basically not even a therapeutic dose just because I want to be like able to be me. But fuck, like, it's like,
and
I give you
shitty,
so much credit.
It's a shitty thing, too, because I have really good days, and I think, wow, it was a great idea for me to be off meds.
Right.
And then I'll have a 6-month period of barely surviving.
Barely getting out of bed.
Yeah, so, I mean, it really depends, you know, I choose to white knuckle it sometimes, yeah. But I don't think that that's the route for a lot of people.
No, especially like, can you imagine like the 9 to 5, like people like I couldn't leave my house. Like I had like a job, yeah. And I was like, I couldn't leave my house. Like I felt like physically so scared and shaking. Like I was physically mm-hmm. shake because I don't know what I was like. I thought I was going to die. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, what if I die in the grocery store with all these strangers Same. And there's no one there to help me? Like every bad scenario.
Did you ever go through, like this is what happens to me. I feel like I'm going to forget who I am,
yes.
who to call, what yep. number to call.
Yep.
I was at Gelson's and I just froze. And I was going through my phone and I had convinced myself that I had forgotten who I was.
Yes,
like a fugue
yes,
state
yes,
where I just
yeah.
like, you know, drifted into another yeah. dimension. Like shit like that yeah. goes through my head.
I know. And I still to this day, I'm like, fuck, am I going to like lose my mind and like not remember? Like it's scary.
What?
It's really
paralyzing.
Scary.
It really is.
It is. And I know a lot of my listeners are like very avid about like, you know, learning about anxiety and things like that because I'm very vocal about it. I yeah. always talk about it because I want people to know that that's, you know, a very real thing.
And it's
you
also
know?
Really important for them to see you and to see me and say, hey, yeah. you know what? They're still going about.
Yeah.
It, you can work with it. You
yeah.
don't have to work against anxiety. You just have to learn to sort of accept that it's a part of you and work with it.
And right? you're here today. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're here. You're not on medicine. I'm so proud of you. I will say that. I do. I am personally proud of you because I could never. Like, when I wasn't on medicine, I was just like, like, mailman came to the door. I'm like, ah! He's like, whoa! And like, I'm like, just give me the mail. Get out of here. Like, I was freaked out by everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Have you tried CBD or anything like that?
I take CBD sometimes.
Does that help you?
Not always.
Not
it has
really.
To be, it has to have some THC in it for
right,
it to
for
feel
it to
a little
work.
Bit
yeah,
more,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
to potentiate it a little
right,
bit.
Right, right.
But not CBD by itself. It
well,
doesn't work for me.
I'm either way, I'm really happy for you. I think that's
Thank
awesome.
You.
And you're like really taking life by the balls.
As this goes on,
credit.
You're going to see me get oilier and shinier.
No,
and
I,
shinier,
me too.
Like
I will.
T-
I,
yeah.
Even though I take medicine, I still do it. And what about you? Like Bobby sitting here. Like,
I feel great.
Bobby, you
I feel
great.
He's
right.
neurotic, but not anxious.
And you don't have to take anything.
I do take stuff.
What do you take?
I take some
about.
Beta blockers.
Oh, I yes, yeah. because like metformin or whatever?
No, Ooh, metformin no. is for diabetes.
Oh, just kidding.
Who's
okay,
metformin?
What's the
it's
thing?
It's called atenolol.
Atenolol. Yeah.
Okay, so they tried to give me that.
Yeah.
Because my heart rate
would
go
really
so
fast,
high from
yeah.
the anxiety mm-hmm. that they were like, well, we'll give you a beta blocker and it'll beat really like normal, right?
Yeah.
So then I would still have the anxiety and my heart would just be like,
yeah, slow.
That's
so
exactly
why.
Like,
yeah.
And my heart wouldn't freak out, so it was like freaking me out.
I was on it for a while,
yeah.
and I had to stop it because you're right. The anxiety
freaks you
is
out.
Still
you still
there,
have the anxiety,
but
your
now your brain
fast.
Is slower.
Yeah, yeah.
Your heart is slower, yeah. and I felt very zombified,
yeah.
but still really, really anxious.
But
like
it works
an anxious
for some
zombie.
Well, I use it though for performance, right?
Right.
So,
when you go on stage.
There was a time where I would go in, like I one time I did this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
And I had a monologue.
Oh,
in
God,
it, right?
The worst.
And I wasn't on beta blockers.
Oh, my God.
And for some reason, that day was so anxious because I
yeah.
could feel that they were like, we got to get you know,
the
shot.
Yeah, the pressure, yeah.
Right, the pressure of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the camera was on me, and I heard them say action, and nothing came out. I was so
yeah.
into my own head, you know.
I give you so much credit for what you do.
But then what beta blockers does for me is when I'm in that situation is I'll take it, and if I mess up on something, my mind doesn't go, they know you're fucking up.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're a fraud.
Right, you're a fraud, right? It just kind of goes, all right, you're a human being.
Yeah, fuck it.
You're going to make mistakes,
yeah.
right? You're allowed to have mistakes.
Yes.
And so that's what it does for me, you know?
Right.
But I don't try to take it when I'm doing stand-up. It's only when I'm
energy.
Auditioning
right.
or if I'm on like a movie or something.
Right,
a TV
right.
show.
That's
yeah.
so amazing that you got. I mean, it's great. That's why you both get along because you like understand it. You know.
Well, when
hard.
It first happened, we were on an island.
Oh, that's the worst traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate going to places. I made my husband just recently when we were on our honeymoon take me to a hospital in Mexico.
Really?
Our honeymoon.
Wow.
Because I thought I was dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I woke up in the middle of the night and I was sweating and
yeah.
I had this crazy pain on my right side. I was like, oh my God, that's it. My kidney's exploding. Like, I just
yeah.
fucking psycho, right? He
yeah,
just
yeah,
married me
yeah.
and I'm like,
yeah.
I want to go to the hospital. He's
yeah.
like, we're in Mexico. I'm like,
yeah.
you fucking take me to the hospital. He's like, oh God, I'm getting a divorce. So he takes me to the fucking Mexican hospital. They're like, you're totally fine.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was such a, he was a nightmare. And then our car on the way home from the hospital got hit. By a car, we got in a car accident. It was the worst
God.
Honeymoon ever. I feel so bad for him, but he still loves me. Love you, baby. It's so great. Thanks for sticking with
but
my crazy.
We were in the
ass,
Philippines, yeah. and we were in a hospital for 2 weeks, And then they're like, you can't fly back without having a nurse with you.
Well, why were you in the hospital for 2 weeks? My anxiety is compounded by one more horrible thing, which is I have a legitimate heart condition.
Oh my God, what is it?
So I have...
Come on, I probably have it too. Start Googling it.
I have an arrhythmia, which means like my heart, you know how you, it's basically an electrical misfiring of my heart. Yeah. So whereas a normal heart would, you know, beat under 100 beats per minute, mine can go up to 200 while I'm asleep.
Isn't that tachycardia or whatever it's called?
It's called, supraventricular tachycardia, it's SVT. Ooh. But I have on top of that, another thing, which is a different kind of arrhythmia.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
We just get into
lithium crystals.
Depression, I'm like, what? Is it depression, Star Trek? Anxiety talk podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's such an anxiety thing, right? To Google and to just
me too. I'm gonna go home
everything.
And look up what you have and think I have it. Call my doctor. Yeah. I'll make 17 doctor's appointments after this. Yeah, it's cool. No, keep going. Go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah.
But mine happens a lot in my sleep.
No, yeah, so, and that's why you wake up sweating and freaking out.
Yeah. So for me, my anxiety is compounded by that because I can't.
Well, no fucking wonder.
I can't
you have
tell if I'm having an anxiety attack or if I have to really stop and consider if I'm having an arrhythmia.
Right.
So I always keep meds on deck.
What do they do for that?
I actually had something called an ablation done,
okay,
which is they enter through my inner thigh and they burn areas in my heart. They burn abnormal tissue in my heart.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And so you've already had that done?
Yeah, in our third year of our relationship,
So you can't, so you're going to be fine now, right? Like nothing bad can happen?
I still get occasional episodes, but not as bad as before the ablation, yeah.
And
they
said now, like, you'll probably just be okay, right? It's just your heart beating
generally
fast sometimes, right?
It's
did they
not
give you Valium or anything like that?
No.
Xanax? No?
No, but you know what? I do keep that on deck for when
so
I have full-scale
panic attack
so where I can't exchange oxygen anymore, and my fingers do this.
Yes, and you freeze, and you're just like... And you feel like, I do that too. I did that in front of Tommy one time. He was like, what is happening? Tommy is the most like chill, like doesn't worry about anything. Like he used to shoot Jack Daniels into his veins. Like he's like probably like not afraid of dying at all. Like he's like, I'm like, aren't you scared of dying? Aren't you scared? Like what happens? Like we stop thinking, like we stop evolving, we stop being people. And like, I'm freaking out. And he's like, no, who cares? I'm like, who cares? Who cares? Like I'm the one that's like obsessed with it. But that's so crazy. No wonder you have fucking anxiety. Fuck, I would too. I'd be freaked out.
But for me, I have to trick myself, so I have to keep a cool exterior.
Yeah.
So people never read my behavior as anxiety. They're like, oh, Kalila is so chill.
Yeah, you seem very chill.
But I'm not. I'm dying on the inside.
I know, I feel
always.
You. Oh, fuck. I relate to you so much, dude. Trust me.
What
I
happens
feel
when you die, though?
It's so scary to think about,
because
guys.
I think, you know, I used to believe in heaven, but now I think it's nothingness.
You do? My mom said that. She's a nurse.
She thinks it's nothingness?
She thinks it's nothingness.
Yeah.
But what a great thing nothingness is.
Yeah, but
have
I've learned
been
so
put
much.
Under?
Where does all the knowledge I've learned?
And what about all of our spirit?
How to make an apple
you,
into a bong. You know what I mean? All the things I learned. You know what I mean?
All the valuable things.
Yeah, how to sleep with my eyes open.
Have you seen him world
of heaven? I
thought you were sleeping with your eyes open right now. I'm dead.
I love Asian jokes. They're my favorite.
Everyone's like, I'm out of this racist podcast. I'm tuning out.
I love it.
Have you seen that animated short film called World of Tomorrow?
No, but
where
I
they download
it.
Your consciousness and they upload it later on into like a different life form.
Whoa.
Would you do that if that was possible?
I think it's scary. Like, I don't know if I want to.
Is it scarier than nothingness? Because he's scared that all his memories and everything he's learned.
That's sad. Or you can't think anymore. Like,
yeah,
you can't hug people or like hang out with people, like your spirits even.
Yeah,
you know, it's
scary.
I don't think it's the end.
You don't think so?
You know why? Because we're made of energy, and you can't destroy energy. That's like Newton's law. The energy cannot be destroyed.
It just transforms.
It just comes into another form. You can't squash it. You can't burn it. You can't dissolve it. Like it just keeps going. And we're energy.
But transformation doesn't have a consciousness.
Right. That's what I think. Maybe, maybe not.
If you're manure on the ground, it's still a form of energy, and you're causing a tree to grow. But does it have consciousness as you manure, as
all right,
shit
baby,
on the
just
ground?
Say it has consciousness. We can move on.
I know. It's kind of scary to think.
Because the energy thing was like, oh, fuck, I can get on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you're saying, well, does energy have consciousness? And now I'm back to nothingness.
No, it's scary because you know what? Like, you know.
Triple suicide.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. I mean, listen, this is why, like, it's really weird. And I know this is going to sound weird. And I don't want to, like, impress upon anyone about faith or anything like that. But, you know, I stopped praying. I stopped, you know, for a really long time. I felt the same way you did. I was like, what's the point? There's nothing, blah, 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 blah. And that's when my anxiety was the worst, like the worst in my whole life. And then like a few months ago, I started praying again. I started like sleeping with my rosary. I started doing all kinds of weird things. And whenever I sleep with my rosary, I did a test. I sleep with it. I don't have a panic attack in the middle of the night. When I sleep with it, when I don't, I can have one. It's really fucking weird. But then also I got a dream catcher from a freaking Indian guy who my friend got for me. She's like part Indian, got it off of a guy from a reservation. Mm-hmm. And it's like a really well-made, real dream catcher. And I was having nightmares. I hung the thing above my bed and I stopped having fucking nightmares. I'm not even kidding you.
You think this dream catcher absorbed your nightmares?
I'm not even kidding you. I know I sound like a total psycho.
Is that what you're saying? You're saying that a dream catcher absorbed your fucking nightmares.
I don't know how, but then listen to this. It's really freaky. I had a really bad nightmare the other night, and I woke up, and I was, like, screaming, and I told Tommy. I was like, I'm freaked out. And he's like, where's your dream catcher? And we turned around, and it had fallen.
No. Oh, you're freaking me out right now. What the fuck is going on here?
You can even ask Tommy. We were both like, what the fuck? And then I hung it back up and I don't have them now. And you have to shake it out in the moonlight. I know it sounds crazy. I sound like a crazy person, but I don't know. Maybe it's a mind thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I'm doing this, I think in my mind, oh, it's going to be
you take the dream catcher outside and you shake it.
And you shake it to shake the bad dreams out.
And you know what you just did?
What?
That your bad dreams are like all over the lawn and now some snail has nightmares. Imagine the dream catcher, right? She's doing it and all your bad dreams.
Oh,
and the snail's
God.
Like, ah, you know what I mean? And going crazy.
He's like, why am I having dreams about having a dick? I don't even have a dick. This is weird. Yeah, so weird. Anyway, okay, guys, we're gonna take a quick break and then we will be right back with Bobby Lee and Kalila. They are so amazing. Amazing guests. We're just taking a break. Okay. We're gonna cut to an ad. I don't know what it is. Okay, stay tuned.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, guys, we're back. Okay, I know you guys want to hear worse first, and we're getting really deep. We're talking about anxiety and problems and God and dream catchers, and we're getting really weird over here. I'm about to pull some crystals out of my ass. Like, it's about to get really weird. Anyway, I love it because I love talking about this stuff. So
yeah,
I'm glad she's here.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're here too.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so let's. Do you want to talk about a worse first? Should we get to the point of the podcast?
Yeah.
I love it.
So, what's your first worst?
My first worst? Oh, I've told it 1,000 times. Okay. No one wants to hear it.
No one wants to hear it.
Have to hear yours.
Yes, all right, you first.
My first worst, what? Sexual?
Whatever you want. Did you ever have a bad drug trip?
Oh yeah. I mean, but I don't want to do that. How about my worst stand up on TV?
Oh my God, it was on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And you bombed?
Not only did I bomb, they never aired it. Yeah.
So it wasn't on TV.
It was on TV, but I was not on it. Yeah.
Okay.
It was
tell
a
me.
Show called Friday Night Lights.
I've heard of
not
that.
Not Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Videos.
I was gonna say Friday Night Lights. Were you a football player?
Yeah, Connie yeah. Britton.
Friday Night Videos, and there was this Korean dude. Henry Cho, who used to host it, and he's like Southern, right?
Yes,
but I never met him because I guess he does his portions like early in the week,
right?
So Carlos Mencia, I used to hang out with him, and Mencia got me a spot,
and you were like, "Oh my God!" So
I go, "Thank you so much. Yeah. I need to be on TV." And I remember I was living in San Diego, and I didn't sleep that night because I was so nervous.
Yeah, of course.
And I drove to Burbank super early, and I remember there's like this little park outside of the studio.
Uh-huh.
And I sat there for like 5 hours going through my act from beginning to end 1,000 times.
You're like, I'm never going to mess this up. I can't mess this up. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went up. So then I remember being back there and they said my name and I walked up. And as soon as I opened my mouth.
You blanked out.
No, I said things, but I could hear that it wasn't clear.
Right.
So it's like if I said, hey, what's up, everyone? It came out like, everybody, what's up? What's up? You know?
They're like, we thought he spoke English. I could have sworn. Yeah. This is weird. Yeah, that's is how somebody going to translate this? Oh, my God.
And then for some reason, I pulled my dick out because.
You did?
Yeah, because when I get nervous and I think I'm bombing, I always pull my dick out.
Oh, no.
You know, which.
You're like, this will make, head, this will like, make them laugh.
In a stand-up club, you think to yourself, you know, it does work.
Yeah.
You pull your dick out.
Scares everyone. But then, yeah.
Well,
half rainbow. Yeah.
the little lucky charm. They're like, what is that? That's, yeah.
But I pulled it out and you could hear like the producers and everyone go, oh my God, what the fuck? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And then I remember them kind of trying to get me off early.
And they put the cane out. You're like, you're all dodging.
But
the
I remember
cane.
Being backstage and going, was it bad? And like no one's saying anything. Like, you know.
That's the worst.
And then a couple hours later, I had this manager named Worthy and he said, they can't air it. In a couple of years, we'll get you another one. And it did take a couple more years.
Because of that.
But then I did Jay Leno after that.
And you killed it.
I killed it, yeah.
See?
But still, though, for 2 years, I had a nightmare of just like
and not you were traumatized.
Opening my mouth. It was traumatizing.
And before you did Jay Leno, I bet you were freaking out that it was going to happen again, huh?
Yeah, and not only that, you think, you know, how am I ever going to make it?
Right, right. You
that's
think
that's
the end.
Thing about L.A. where it's like, you move up here and you do open mics. You know what it's
of
like.
Of course, yeah.
And you have no money.
No
and
money,
you don't have
broke.
Any connections.
Nope.
No one knows who you are.
No one cares.
And you're in an open mic and you're going, I'm never going
to
make it.
Yeah, and other comics are watching you just waiting to do their turn. They don't even care about
they
your jokes.
About
even if
your...
they're so funny, they're just sitting there like.
Yeah. She did open mics 11 times.
You did.
It was a forced.
I forced her to do
yeah.
it.
Good for you. No, that's great for your anxiety. I used to do them just for my anxiety. To force myself.
Really?
Remember when I was dating Josh?
Yeah.
Adam Myers?
Yeah.
I used to go with him and Angelo Bowers all the time just to like, well, yeah.
I feel like you
probably
just
you
crushed
bring
it.
I love him. He's my best friend.
I
love him.
Well, we still have his picture in our fridge.
We have his picture on
he
our fridge.
He just live with me. I love him.
Do people know who Angelo Bowers is?
So Angelo Bowers, you guys, was one of the like most amazing comedians. For those of you that don't know, just like Google some clips of him. He was like a Mitch Hedberg, like kind of like very brilliant, like
yes.
just brilliant comedian. And
he was one of those guys that like, you know, when you're doing open mics, no one talks about you.
Yeah. No one gives a shit.
No
usually.
One gives a shit.
Yeah.
But he was one of the guys where people would say, even guys I would respect and go, there's this kid named Angelo Bowers and he is so good.
He's so funny. Like even if you didn't want to laugh, even if you were a bitter fucking comedian that was sitting there like, ugh, whatever, you had to laugh. He was so funny and so dry and his delivery and his jokes were so quick.
Yeah.
Like my favorite joke of his is like I love him so much. He would be like, it's great that there's like forever 21, but my favorite place is forever 41. Like, and he would just like leave it like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
just so, he was just amazing. Just Google him. He's incredible.
Yeah. I tried to get him a job at Maker.
Yeah.
I brought him to Maker Studios.
Yeah.
And they loved him. And then his mom called me and said, Angelo has cancer.
I know.
Right?
I
and he
know.
Was gone when he was in Modesto for
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, forever with that, yeah.
And then he came back into town.
He had a tumor on his heart.
Right.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, he gets in a car accident with
Josh,
your ex-boyfriend.
I know.
And
nightmare.
He passed.
And he got killed.
He got killed, yeah.
That was the worst. Like, that was the worst
I know
day.
This is a comedy podcast, but I remember Adam Egitt, the talent coordinator at the Comedy Store, calling me. Are you sitting down? I go, yeah. And then when he told me the news, I remember sitting there for 3 hours.
Yeah, and just like not processing
just, it. Just speechless.
I still have his a voicemail he left me on my phone
saying
Merry Christmas.
Why'd you bring his name up?
I'm sorry, I know. But people need to know who he is.
Yeah.
And I haven't talked about him on here. And you know what? Like he was my like one of my best friends. And I don't know people know this. Like he lived with Josh and I, and every night he was a night owl and he'd stay up all night and sleep on our couch. And so I was up all night because I was on a lot of Adderall. So I would just sit there with him and we would just riff all night. We would watch YouTube videos and we would just fucking like for till all hours of the night. Wow. And then he'd finally be like, okay, Britt, I gotta go to sleep, all right? You gotta get there night-night. And I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, no, come on, let's stay awake. And I'd be like making quilts. He'd like make fun of me because I'd be like making quilts at the sewing machine like in the wow. middle of the night like a psycho. Yeah, yeah. Don't take Adderall, guys. But yeah, so it was he's a great guy. You have to look him up.
Here's how strong he was.
So strong.
Because when he passed and they did benefit shows for him, Sarah Silverman, Rogan, all these people that didn't even know who he was did benefit shows for him on the strength of his reputation.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Imagine an open micer passing and then like true headliners going, you know what? We'll do the benefit even though we don't know
he
him.
He would have been fucking huge.
Huge.
Like huge. He would be all over right now. Anyway, you guys have to look up clips of him. He's amazing. Not to like, take it down on the most depressing note ever, but he is so amazing. His comedy is so good.
Yeah.
And you'll love him. So, okay, so back to your story.
Don't bring up Brody Stevens.
I won't. Oh, my God. No. You just said it. God, don't remind me of that.
Did you know him, too?
Are you kidding
me?
I love him, too. Of course. I did his show. I did, like,
one of the greatest human beings on earth.
Such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Sometimes when a comic dies, I'll go, you know? Like that. Like,
literally.
Just tell me a
like
comic
if I died,
tell me,
like if yeah, I died, yeah,
tell,
like,
tell me that Brittany Furlan died.
Sweetie.
Yeah?
Brittany passed.
Brittany who?
Furlan.
Who?
Brittany Furlu. Furlu? Furlu? What's her last name?
Furlan.
Furlan. Brittany Furlan.
I hate you. I have to tell you, though, that... He spells your name on his phone as an Edward Furlong.
I know everyone asks me if I'm related to him. I'm like, no, it's Furlan, F-U-R-L-A-N. I'm like, how is Edward Furlong still even relevant? He hasn't done anything since Terminator.
I know, but here's the thing, Brittany, is that no one reads that except for me.
Dead.
Right? So I put Furlong, whatever I put back there, at least I know I put a face to a name.
It's better than Brittany Fuckface. That's better. I'll take it.
I'll change it.
Okay, wait. So wait, you have to tell me you were getting into your story and then. Like,
I bombed at the thing.
Yes. Yeah, so you. Oh, no, so you
they
bombed,
just
and
they
did, it,
they
and
just never aired it, you know. But here's kind of my biggest bomb was when I did. I just throw my biggest bomb, which is I did 20,000 seats in front of 20,000 people in San Jose. It was Chappelle.
God. Oh my God.
And Cat Williams and Leslie Jones was before me.
Uh huh.
And she killed so bad. Like I've never seen anyone do
her
that.
Her energy is crazy. Mm-hmm.
And I did. Yeah. I was supposed to do 20 minutes up there right after her.
Yeah.
I did a minute and a half.
Why? Because you just were like, I'm out of here.
I fucking ate it
so bad. You did.
That I was up there for a minute and a half and then I blacked out and I woke up in a white room.
Stop.
And my agent was there and the head of Live Nation was there. Jeff, and I go, what happened? They go, you just started like mumbling up there.
That's what you call a fugue state.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, I had a fugue state up there.
When you just basically become something else and you lose your identity.
Yes, and you don't like remember. And you're
I
like,
literally went like this.
People were like, is he trying to rap?
And then they were like, and they were like, boo!
No.
And the more booze I heard, the worse I got.
Oh my God.
I started going,
ay,
ay, ee, 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 ee. And then I got off. And then they go, as a joke, they go, we're not going to pay you because, you know, you only did a minute and a half. But we're going to pay you because you have to do the next. I had to do it again. The show again. But a week later.
Did you do it?
I had to.
How did it go?
Well, I got on my hands and knees to the Live Nation guy. I'll suck your dick right now, but I just can't follow Leslie Jones. I'll suck your dick. Just change the lineup.
Because
I'm not gay and you're not gay.
Her energy is
I'll suck your dick
like, go really
anyway.
Into,
you know? And then
I imagine anyone who goes after her is gonna bomb.
She's just like,
yeah.
And then it's like,
especially
like,
in front of like a like mostly urban kind of a
yeah,
room.
Yeah,
sorry,
they
for
love
using that
it.
Word.
Yeah, they love it. And we can't get up there and be like ratchet. Like it like would look wrong. You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've tried to do that.
Well, I try to do that too. I think that's what will fuck me up because I went, well, yo, what's up?
No.
Up there, you know what I mean? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah,
everyone's like, raise
the roof. And they're like, boo. I go, to the left. And they go, that's not even anything. And then I think that's what happened. So I should have just been myself.
Dead.
You know what I mean? Like, just say, what's up? I'm just a guy from San Diego.
You're so funny though. Like I can't even imagine you bombing.
Oh, but it happened.
I can't even imagine.
I bombed a lot.
But this is life, guys. I mean, this is life. Like you're gonna have fucking good days and you're gonna have bad days. Even some of the funniest people in the world that have been doing this for what, like over 20 years now. Yeah. You know, we all fuck up sometimes. It's life. It's gonna happen. So don't fucking be so hard on yourselves. Like he's a human being. You're not a fucking machine. But, like no one's gonna do great every day. That's life.
But it still hurts.
Yeah, I know. Well, what about when like, in the news the other day, Tiffany Haddish ate shit in front of like a million some people, whatever. Where? I saw it on Twitter. Everyone was like, oh, she went up there and forgot all her jokes or whatever. But then a bunch of comedians stuck up for her and said, yo, like, it fucking happens, you know? Yeah. Like, you're not a fucking machine. You're a human being and you're going to have off days. That's just it.
There's a lot of pressure.
There's so much pressure. That's why I was like, I could never do it. I tried, like, when I used to do the open mics, that's like, it was like the most, and I like I did maybe one or two shows, and then I was like, I can't do this because it like I never did shitty. I always made people laugh, but I was took so much out of me.
That's exactly how I
would
felt.
Leave, and I was like,
He always says he feels a thrill. Mm-hmm. I felt chest pain, and like I wanted to just crawl into a hole and just die there.
Yeah. Like if when I'm up there, you'd be like, oh my god, she's doing great. Like this is great. Like I love it. You know, like she's great. And then I get off stage, and I'm like, never get me away from me away from all these fucking people. Like so get me out of here.
You never felt exhilarated by people?
No,
laughing.
I mean it's great when you do great, and people are like, oh, you're so funny, right?
But can I have an argument against that though.
Okay.
Is that my argument would be though is that you, it's like that for everyone in the beginning.
Oh. Okay.
Right. It takes a couple of years
to get comfortable.
But there, it gets to a point though where. And I say this to young people, is that in the beginning, you have to push yourself up there.
Oh, okay.
You have to say to yourself, go up. You no can do what. It. You're a man. You know what I mean? Make it happen. Follow
say
your
that
dreams.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
You're a man. You have a penis. You can do this.
Yeah. But then a couple of years later, what happens is it changes to, I can't wait to get up there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to kill. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thought.
Yeah.
So, but it's fine. You don't want to do it. She didn't want to do it in the first place. I forced her to do it just to show her, you know, what it's like.
No, but it's important, I think. It's actually a really great thing. And, you know, I mean, obviously I have nowhere to do it now because I live in Calabasas. I could perform at, like, the local fucking El Coyote down the street, like, to a bunch of drunk fucking bikers.
Oh, that's where you are.
No, it's not. It's called Sagebrush. You know Sagebrush Cantina?
Yeah, they that's... but because here's the thing is that I shot out there, and I think I know exactly in Calabasas.
Yes.
And that's we shot in that place.
Yes, that's where we live.
Yeah, well,
Sagebrush.
Why do you live out there?
We do because he's a big house out there. So it's like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's
far from everything.
Yeah, there's palaces out there.
There's
huh?
a lot of big houses and it's, you know, it's far from everything. Though I have a meeting in Hollywood. I'm like, okay, all right, let me leave 3 days ahead of time and I'll see you there.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Yeah, it's awful for distance. Yeah.
Yeah, because we used to see you more often when you were not seeing him. I used to see you at least once a month. And just randomly.
Yeah.
And I don't see you at all
anymore. At all anymore. I've disappeared off the map. That's really like, Brittany Ferlin has a podcast. I thought she died. Who's doing it? Her spirit? Who's doing it? No, it's so funny. All my friends, like, they're like, what happened to you?
No, your presence on the internet is still the same.
Right, but,
I'm just saying in my personal
life. No, I know, but
life.
I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't. I stay. I'm in Calabasas or I'm here.
And you and I are almost identical.
Yeah, we are very similar. Yeah, we got to talk.
How many times have I been to the Comedy Store in the last couple of years?
Once?
I don't go anywhere.
Wow, but the energy there is dark.
It changed.
It's all a bunch of...
It changed.
Yeah,
have you been there
lately? Not recently.
It's great there now.
It's good?
Oh, my God.
Positive energy?
Real positive. I think it's great over there.
Wow.
There's great comics now. It's a difficult room to get on.
I don't even know the new people coming up. I know nothing.
It's not even the new people. It's like what happened was he brought in everyone, right?
Right.
So now like David Spade, Schneider, all the SNL guy, old you know guys.
We'll come back.
Neiland, they're all back. And, you know... Adam did a thing where he was just like, I'm calling everyone, like Sarah Silverman and Eddie Pepitone, the guys that don't play here.
Right.
And I'm bringing them in.
There's so many people that didn't play there, and now they're playing there?
Everyone's playing there now.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's actually really good to hear.
Every room is sold out now.
Oh,
every
my
night.
God.
It's incredible.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Guys, go to the Comedy Store if you live in L.A. Make sure to... Bobby Lee's here representing the Comedy Store. Yeah. I love it. It's good. Make sure to go see him.
How do we get you on to Tiger Belly?
I'll come to Tiger Belly.
Will
where do you guys film it?
Calabasas?
Yeah, of course. I'll drive anywhere you want me to go.
We need you to get
you
on.
We live like peasants.
No, I'll
one.
Come.
We don't have a palace, and we record out of a really... tight room.
I love it. Tight's good.
So it might trigger your anxiety.
Oh,
a bit,
yeah. I get paranoid. I'm like, wow, these walls are really close to us, guys. It's freaking me out. They're closing in. No, I'll totally come down. And are you performing anytime soon? You're just always at the Comedy Store,
I'm at the store, but I go on the road. So I'm going to be in. Where am I going? When does this
Tempe,
air?
Arizona.
This is going to probably air in like a week or two.
In a week or two.
Maybe 2 or 3
so,
weeks.
So give me the one not in Tempe, but there's another one further down the road.
Edmonton?
If you're Canadian, I'm in Edmonton.
If you want to go see him and you live in Canada, or also they can go to your website, BobbyLee.com.
Yeah.
BobbyLee.com.
Yeah, BobbyLee.com.
BobbyLee.com. And what about Beautiful? Where can we see you? Are you going to be with him?
I'm on, oh no, I don't go on a road with him often.
And, no.
Well, that's not true. We're going on an America tour.
Dead. All right, please film it.
We're going to, remember that Omaha, Nebraska?
Oh yeah, we're going to Omaha, Nebraska to do a show.
Omaha.
Yeah, yeah.
Alrighty. That's great. Oh my
but
God.
The reason why I want to go there is because I've never been there really, and I also want to be able to, you know, challenge myself to perform in front of people that I'm scared of.
Dead.
Like desert people.
They're
and
wearing
stuff.
Like Trump t-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, I want to learn how to do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Good. That's what you should. Put yourself in front of your fears.
And, you know, I don't know. I'm not a Trump fan, are you?
I'm not. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to divide my audience.
We're not going to get into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you know, but when it comes to, like, me doing live shows, right. I don't bring it up, really.
No, politics I stay away from always, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people, especially when you get toward the Midwest, people get really frightened by it. And I have really strong opinions about the dude. I mean, I'm
right.
not the biggest
Obviously
fan,
does,
but,
yeah.
You know, I try to exclude that from my act because I don't want to divide.
Yeah, you can't do that because people are coming there to laugh. They're not coming here to, like, figure out who they're going to vote for.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm not here to fucking hear, you know, what you think. You
unless you're a comic that you're known for that.
Politics,
and then
yeah.
also
like
your
Bill Maher,
fan,
like,
yeah, yeah, your fans yeah. are liberal and
right.
they're, like, for
Into
your
it.
Cause.
Yes, exactly.
But I've always been more fun.
Yeah, be fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, life is so hard and shitty a lot. So, like, why not just go there? People go there to laugh. They don't
want
to talk about
That's
serious
what I
shit.
Want. Yeah.
No one wants to talk about serious right. shit ever. Like, they just want to laugh and have a good time. That's why you guys are here, right? Hello. No one's listening anymore. Anyway, it was so great to have you guys on today. We've
I love
already
you so
like
much.
Killed this pod. Like, it's been we've already been talking forever, and like my engineer's like, I gotta go. I have a baby. Like, he's like signaling me. He's like, my baby's shitting itself at home. Anyway, I love you guys. So where do they find you online?
Just Bobby Lee Live.
BobbyLeeLive.com. And what's your Instagram? Just at Bobby Lee, right?
Bobby Lee Live.
Yeah. Okay, and then what's yours?
I'm Calamity K.
So spell it out for people because I know my audience is gonna connect with you. With the beautifulness
her.
And
They're
the anxiety.
Good, good.
And they also listen that. To Tiger Belly because
and
she's 50% of it.
Tiger Belly.
She's
okay.
50% of it.
So Tiger Belly, download that podcast. And how do you spell your Instagram?
It's K-H-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y-K.
Okay, guys, go follow both of them. They're both hilarious and amazing human beings, and I'm so happy for them. And I can't wait to see you guys get married. Please invite me to the wedding if you have one. If you don't,
no, it's you're
okay.
gonna go if, when you get. You're gonna be
Will
one of the guys.
Will you officiate our wedding?
Of course,
I would
love to. I'd be so grateful. Oh my God, me and Tommy just like marrying you guys. It'd be so great, right?
Yeah. I want to say one last thing before we go, though. Oh, it's beautiful. Thanks. I want to say something about you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm scared. All right, go ahead.
What I want to say about you is that because I knew you kind of when you weren't. Who you are?
Yeah, I'm a loser. I was a total loser.
No, you weren't a loser. That's what I want to say. But I want to say that you've always been very light and fun and very funny and kind. You don't have that weirdness. You really don't. Because even when I was doing a couple of Vine videos with you, I needed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
I really did. I needed it to boost my shit up. And you were like so willing to help me. So I've always been a fan of yours.
I love you.
And thanks for having us on.
Oh, I love you guys. I'm going to give you 45 minutes to stop that. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to tune into Worst First every week. We have a new podcast on Tuesdays, a new video on Wednesdays. And thank you again to my amazing guests.
I love you.
Follow them. Okay. Bye, guys. Stay anxiety free.